Hey everyone, my name is Alex and welcome to my podcast channel, Digital Marketing Tips and Tricks. Here you're gonna find the best tips and tricks to evolve your business to the next level. So stay tuned everybody. So on today's episode of the podcast Digital Marketing Tips and Tricks, I will be speaking about digital transformation in a time of inconsistent analysis. Maybe you're thinking there at home or wherever you are, what is digital transformation? So digital transformation is a process where you start using new technologies to create or modify your process, your operations, your culture, the way you create experiences with your customer, and trying to change your entire business and market, right? So basically, you try to modernize a little bit more, or really like 100% your business and all your process of your own product that you're trying to sell there, and by integrating new technologies. And that's digital transformation, where you will see that the majority of the brands, either the big corporations to the smaller guy, you will see that all of these brands are starting to do more and more different ideas and different approaches to you if they try to sell your products and you are the main target, right? So now that you know this, how could you put your business ranking first on Google or being shared across multiple channels? How could you do that? How could big companies do this if you think they are doing it? Or how some companies are really successful at doing digital transformation and others not? So well, in this case, we can say that the big corporations could also have problems by creating or by starting updating their business and their processes. And I'm not talking about only putting your business into social media or creating a website for your business. I'm talking about really different ways of approaching the customer, because big corporations have budget to do that. They could create chatbots with amazing flows that you will not notice that it's only a robot that is speaking with you. Or they could just basically put all their money into SEO and start optimizing SEO for different countries. And doing digital transformation is not only about the entire project, but also for smaller tasks, also for seeing that you're doing something offline. For example, team management. If you're still doing team management on your business, in the other way, as for example by sending normal emails or putting the tasks by writing them in a book or something like this, and not connecting everyone by using some tools like Slack or Monday, you are losing yourself there, and basically you're not into the way of digital transformation of your process. So this is a clear example of what you can do and what are the approaches that you can do in there. So some of the key factors in order for your business to be 100% into this kind of process that is digital transformation, it's basically try to research about every tool that you need for every aspect of your process. So for example, if you have human resources, do a research about tools for human resources that could help and support your human resources team, and in order for you to speed up the process. So I'm talking about if you want to recruit more people or having more high qualified candidates, see LinkedIn, try to filter as much as possible, try to create on the website a kind of form or next steps form that could lead you to grab the perfect person for the job. And this is just an example that you could have for your digital transformation process. So as you can see, digital transformation is not only monolithic. It also separates by four types of digital transformation. We can say it is business process, business model, domain, and cultural organizational. And for that, in order for you to understand the process transformation, it's basically changing some kind of factors on your corporation, in case for big corporations like Domino's Pizza, they're reimagining the food ordering process, and they change completely how the order will be. So by doing using data analytics, the majority more about machine learning, they will able to understand and to lower costs and increase quality in the customer service. For example, for business model transformation, you will notice about one of the examples that are being, we're seeing that they are growing a lot in terms of subscribers, that is Netflix. Netflix basically changed the complete business model for seeing movies. And they reinvented basically how to distribute video and movies without having them at the beginning, or without having any studios at the beginning. So they're distributing everything online, and was all without any connection to the media or to TV channels. One of the other types, it's domain transformation. For domain transformation, basically focus more into opportunities in the technology world. So basically it's you have a specific product and then you try to go and grab another kind of product. Like for example, Amazon, and they expanded into new market domain with the launch of Amazon Web Services, AWS, that is right now, I don't know if you guys know, but it's the largest cloud computing infrastructure service. And basically they are competing against Microsoft and IBM. And this is one of these examples that work really well, and they took care of the business. They basically took care of the market share, and they are being leaders on that. And it's amazing how this domain transformation, that is one type of digital transformation, and now it's basically 60% of Amazon's annual profits. It's one big example that right now you don't need to have a big corporation, but you can take your business or your products, not only technologies, but also in other products, and try to transform it, but digitally. And the last type of digital transformation is cultural transformation, where it's more focused in redefining your organization, mindset, the process, and basically the resources that you need for the digital world. Basically, it's put everything together and understanding where you should focus next, where could you put your resources that you could really have, and put it on different factors of your company, and where you could start pulling also out and accepting new tools into your organization, changing processes, changing processes and team management, and starting driving more growth right into the right path. So I understand that this is a lot of information for you to grab right now. And digital transformation is an entire new world. And obviously, I'm trying to put the episode short, but I fully understand if you don't have enough information from what I told you. But if you have any doubts about it, feel free to comment below and let's share thoughts about it. Let's share comments, let's start to share information between ourselves, and also use this as a forum for you to share your ideas. It's really important for me also to understand what are your thoughts and how to help you and support you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Sorry for the sound quality. And yeah, see you next week.
Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Subscribe it, share it, and follow my social media channels. Stay tuned for more news and tips about the digital marketing world.